Good morning, Coast Rangers. Welcome to your weekly update. This is October 16th, 2017. I'm coming at you guys from Houston, Texas. I'm doing an L1 here at EADO CrossFit, and I'm currently doing this podcast in my hotel room from Houston. Just want to say a quick thank you to everybody who showed up to the pumpkin carving party. Megan said it was awesome. Everybody seemed to have a really good time, and the pictures of the pumpkins that I saw seemed like they turned out pretty amazing. So thank you, everybody who came out to that pumpkin carving party. Hopefully we can have that again next year. We got some birthdays this week, you guys. Two on the exact same day, this Wednesday, October 18th, we got a couple of my favorite people, Marty Beltran and OG Alex. We call Alex OG because she was the first Alex that ever signed up at the gym. And Marty's nickname is Motivational Marty. So he actually has his own shirt floating around there somewhere that we made for him a long time ago as well. So if you guys don't know those two individuals, you should probably get to know them and put a little bit of that light in your life, because both of them will definitely make you smile real quick. So happy birthday, Marty. Happy birthday, Alex. I hope you guys have an amazing week, and hopefully we can see you guys this weekend at the competition. That'd be pretty awesome. All right, you guys, some congrats need to go out. We had a couple people compete this last weekend. I want to say congratulations to Team Sweets and Drinks. They competed at the Barbell Rodeo. That was Andy, Megan, Esteban, and Alicia. This was Alicia and Megan's first competition that they've ever done. So congratulations to you ladies for stepping out of your comfort zone and competing. This is the place that you will find that you push yourself the hardest and learn the most about yourself. And I know every time that I do a competition, right after I do it, I'm ready to do the next one. So I hope you guys are planning your next one and had an amazing time. Congratulations to you guys. Also, another congratulations goes out to Christina Bennett. Christina placed second. Yep, you heard me right. Big old silver, second at the Santa Cruz Strongman event this past week. So congratulations to Christina. She's been pursuing the strongman side of the sport for a while now, and it's great to see all of her hard work actually paying off, and she's really doing it. So congratulations, Christina. I can't wait to see you at the next one. But want to throw a shout out to our local Gilroy Browns. We did the Gilroy Browns strength and conditioning program in their off season, and they are, to be expected, absolutely demolishing everybody they come across. Their current record is 4-0, and I'm not sure that they've had a point scored on them yet. I haven't heard back from their last game, but every score that I've seen come across the table from their coach Ken has been 34-0 or 24-0, and the offense had a total of like 2 yards or negative 1 yard or something. So not only are they doing amazing, which we knew they were going to do, but they are just absolutely demolishing team. So congratulations to the Browns. With that being said, you guys want to throw out something. This doesn't have anything to do with this week, but it's just kind of a heads up. We're expecting that the Gilroy Browns are probably going to go back to the Super Bowl again this year, which is in Orlando, Florida. And it's quite the trek out there. It costs quite a bit of money for those parents to make that happen. So they're going to be holding a paint night November 9th at 6 p.m. at the Old City Hall downtown. All the proceeds that are raised are going to go straight to the families to help them fund their trip out to Orlando. So if you guys don't have anything going on November 9th at 6 p.m., please come out, show your CRCF pride, and you know, help these boys get to where they were working so hard to get to. The only thing I got for you guys this week is going to be, obviously, we've been pumping it for a while now, our first annual Coast Range competition, team competition, is going to be this Saturday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. So if you're not competing, cool, come and hang out. You guys, we're going to have the run, shop, and hop there, pouring beers for you guys, having a good time. Peori's coming down to keep the athletes fueled, as well as ATP Mechanics. And also, we have another local business that's just starting up. 1051 Cider Company is going to be there. Unfortunately, they don't have their liquor license just yet. They're working on getting it pretty soon. But we wanted to give them the opportunity to come out and, you know, start getting some sort of a following and you know, spreading the good word about their company, because that's what we believe in as Coast Range, is doing everything we can to make these small businesses here in Gilroy and the Morgan Hill area just grow and grow and grow. So we had the opportunity. We saw it. We asked them if they wanted to come out and kind of spread the good word of what 1051 Cider Company is. And they said that they were down. So they'll be out there, you guys, getting to know all you guys and checking things out. So 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. For the Coast Range comp team, or the comp this Saturday. We are asking, and you guys will get an email pretty soon, but if you're a volunteer, we have two options. If you could please show up at 7 a.m. either on Saturday or at 7 p.m. on Friday, we need to have a brief with you guys to go over the workout standards in case you're going to be judging, kind of where we're going to need you, when we're going to need you, so we can get this thing to flow really good on Saturday, not have any downtime, and keep people on time and get people out of there before the Gilroy Beer Crawl, which is downtown at 2 p.m. So up to you guys when you'd like to show up. And again, you guys will all be getting an email too as well pretty soon. But we would like to have you guys there either 7 a.m. on Saturday or 7 p.m. Friday night. So up to you guys when you want to come, but we're going to be briefing you about the workouts, going over the standards, assigning roles to each one of you guys and where we need you, what we need you to do, and yeah, getting this thing to run smoothly. So thank you guys to those volunteers who signed up. You guys are saving us and helping us out so much. And if you haven't yet volunteers, make sure you guys get a ticket to that beer crawl, because I'd love to buy you guys a beer downtown. I'll be linking that beer crawl, where to get your guys' tickets, on the website or the blog on Monday too, so you guys will know where to click and where to go to get those tickets. The only other thing I got for you guys, I wanted to kind of hit on a little piece that as the longer I've been doing CrossFit, the more I run across this, and we have a kind of like a theory of how this works, and I just kind of want to share it with you guys and maybe give you a little bit of insight. So it's really centered around injuries. So injuries happen in our lives, whether that be we pull a hamstring playing softball on the weekends, maybe we tweak a shoulder when we catch a snatch a little bit weird, we roll an ankle when we fall, or something traumatic happens. Maybe we have something happen to our knee and we have to get surgery on it, or we have to get surgery on a shoulder or something like that. And then we're sitting in the doctor's office and the doctor tells us, hey, well, you'll never do X again, or you'll never squat, or you never press, or you shouldn't be running on that, or you should never squat below parallel ever again. And they come from such a warped sense of reality when they're in this medical field that I just want to give you guys my perspective and our perspective as a gym on this type of stuff. So first thing is first. The goal from the day that you step into the gym or any gym in CrossFit should be to get as fit as you possibly can, as quick as you possibly can. What you're trying to do is create some sort of a hedge against one of these catastrophes happening, or a sickness, or some type of an injury. So you walk into the gym, you're 30 or 40 pounds overweight, you sign up and you start doing CrossFit. From that moment on, if you are not injured, your goal should be to eat clean, go to bed on time, work out consistently, and try to become as fit as you possibly can, so that when and if, let's say, you get the flu, all that means you can't go to the gym for a few days. Is your fitness and health going to drop a little bit? Yes, it is going to drop a little bit. But with that being said, you've created a hedge against from where you started to where you're going to drop to, that you still, even after recovering from that flu, are going to be fitter than you were the day that you walked into the gym. Now, you recover from the flu, you get back on your nutrition, your sleep plan, you're working out consistently again. Now you surpass that level you were before you got the flu, and you get way above that. You're the fittest you've ever been in your life. All of a sudden, it's time to go on a vacation with the family. You're away for a week. Let's say you don't work out at all. Is your fitness going to drop? Yeah, of course it is. But that's okay, because now your fitness level is higher than it's ever been. And even when it drops off a little bit, it's still going to be higher than it was that one time when you got the flu. Okay, you get back to on it. The first few days are rough coming back from vacation, but you get back to eating well, sleeping well, working out consistently. Your fitness goes up and you become the fittest you've ever been again. All of a sudden, you pull a hamstring playing softball on the weekend. Going to the doctor, tells you can't work out at all. Can't you use your lower body whatsoever? None of that stuff. You're going to lose a little bit of your fitness, but where your doctor is wrong is the idea that you cannot work out at all. The goal with CrossFit is to keep you as functional as possible for as long as possible. The second that we lose functionality, meaning the second I can't get myself up off a floor, get myself out of a chair, or get myself out of a bathtub, it's the moment that I lose independent living. That's the moment I need somebody to help me get out of a chair, help me get off the floor. When I was a firefighter, 90% of the calls we would go on were lift assists. Now, lift assists are basically somebody has fallen down and they cannot get up. They hit their little life alert button or whatever it may be, or they call somebody and we have to go to literally help them off the ground. They have lost the ability to live independently. And almost every single one of those calls that I used to go on, we would have one of the family members would show up and we would hear them talking in the background about, hey, you know, I think it's time to put mom or dad into a nursing home because we can't keep doing this. They're going to end up hurting themselves. As we get older, it becomes less about how fit can we become and more about how healthy and functional can we stay. So with the day that you start CrossFit, your goal is to get as fit as you possibly can. And you're doing yourself a disservice by when you are healthy, meaning you don't have any injuries or anything like that, by eating bad, drinking a ton, not, you know, going to sleep on time, because you're taking away from that hedge that you're building for when catastrophe happens, like a major sickness or an illness or something like that. So as we get older and we run out of basically our ceiling, we hit our ceiling of what fitness is. We can no longer get any fitter, and eventually age is going to creep in and we are going to have to start becoming a little bit less fit as we get closer to the grave. Well, the goal then is just to maintain functionality. And the what I'm trying to kind of like put next to each other here, you guys, is that's the same thing as if when you tear a shoulder or a knee or you have a surgery on this or that or you get really sick, is that it's no longer about during that moment in time while you're recovering from that illness or that surgery. It's not about you getting fitter at that moment. It's just about you maintaining functionality. So if you have a surgery on your knee, you should be coming in more consistently than you probably were before, because we need to maintain that functionality in the body and we need to get blood to flow in the body too, in order to get you guys to have whatever limb it is that you're working on to heal. That blood flow is what's going to really help that thing heal. So just to recap really fast, this is my theory on what I feel like you guys should be focused on as far as CrossFit goes at all. This is like a life theory, basically. You walk into the gym, you're not very fit. You got to get your nutrition on point, your sleep on point, become as fit as you possibly can to create a hedge against some type of sickness or catastrophe. You get a hedge against some type of sickness or catastrophe, so when that happens, your fitness levels never drop below where they were when you started. Now, eventually, when we get to the point where we are too old and our fitness cannot increase anymore, it is now about maintaining health and functionality. And you can look at that as the same comparison as when you have surgery on something or you break something or you tear something. Is that it's no longer about increasing your fitness, it's about maintaining functionality and continuing to maintain that fitness that you had and never getting back down to the fitness that you started at. So I hope that kind of makes sense to you guys. If you have any questions about this stuff, please shoot me an email at wes@coastrangecrossfit.com or hit me up on Facebook. I'm available either of those ways, or just come to one of my classes. I coach Monday nights and Thursday nights, and I've been coming in for a lot of the early morning classes too, just to hit those 5:30 a.m. people and make sure I'm saying what's up to you guys too. So, all right, guys, that's all I got for you this week. I hope you guys are liking these podcasts. We're going to keep them coming out every Monday for you to kind of keep you guys up to date on what's going on in the gym. And we will see you this Saturday at 8 a.m. for our first annual Coast Range Comp. Take care, guys.